It's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to answer your questions about the great outdoors. Call in now at 888-898-2525 and join SC Wild on the Sports Talk Media Network.
Okay, it is time here on Sports Talk for another edition of SC Wild from the Department of Natural Resources. We welcome into the program once again the Major, Billy Downer. If you want to communicate with the Major with a question or a comment related to the great outdoors, maybe it's something in the hunting world or fishing or boating, any of that, phone number 888-898-2525. You can also send us a text message at 803-900-4847. Let's welcome in now once again the Major, Billy Downer, who will be sharing some important and big information with us tonight at his leisure. Major?
At my leisure.
Welcome
Thank
in.
Thank you, Phil, for comfortably laying that out for me.
Yes, sir.
Just kind of slowly rolling that out.
Yes.
I guess it's one of those moments you don't know what to say.
Mm.
On September 2nd of this year, I will be officially retired from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, marking just under 29 years of service.
Wow.
As a game warden in the state.
Wow.
And with that, I will be passing the torch, the baton, the shotgun shell, if you will, to another officer to do the show. I've worked with this officer for a long time. His name is Mark Farrell. For those who may know him, he is a great coordinator for our Take One, Make One program. He is an avid hunter across the board, all around the United States in South Carolina. And he's got a great personality, and he loves to talk about and tell stories. So he's going to be a great segue into another chapter of SC Wild. So, with that said, this chapter of SC Wild will be slowly coming to a close on the next segment in 2 weeks, and we'll introduce Mark on that segment. This has been a little bittersweet for me, looking back on, like I said, almost 29 years of service, thinking of how I started in January 2nd of 1998, went to the academy, and started in Clarendon County out of Manning, South Carolina. Got to serve the great people of Clarendon County for several years before we could kind of combine with Sumter County. We worked Sumter and Clarendon together a little bit for a while before I went to education in 2006 and became the lieutenant over Hunter Education in 2009, promoted to captain around 2012, and then promoted to major in 2018. And 8 years later, I've decided it's time to retire. There's a good, got a good plan for me as I retire and enjoy some time doing more of the Africa hunts like I did this past year. Really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
But time to pass the baton on to the next generation to take over. And, you know, that's hard to do sometimes. And I talked to several people and said, look, at some point in your career, you've got to look back and go, you know what? I'm really proud of what I've done, and I'm happy if I retire where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to that point, you realize, you know what, you've done a lot. And looking back on the impact you've been able to make in the state, you know, starting off in the field, and it's not all about writing tickets and chasing people and scaring people to death. I mean, that's the fun thing to begin with, you know, the gotcha moment.
Uh-huh.
And I will share a few of those stories tonight of just, everybody wants to hear the good game warden story. And
yeah.
I thought tonight we might share a few of those memories for me. That,
sure.
The ones I remember the most.
Sure.
But certainly would be without – it would go without saying that I need to share some moments that I've shared with you, Phil.
Mm.
From the first times in the Behringer building up there on the – what floor was that?
Up on the second floor. Let me tell you.
But that wasn't the first time. The first time I was on your show, if you remember – was when you were facing the State House over there on Gervais Street.
Yes, yes, yes. Those beautiful studios that Learfield built for us. Yes. Right on Gervais Street. You know, I remember when they came to me and they said, you know, salespeople being salespeople, they're out there selling ideas and programs and stuff. And they came to me. I believe our salesman's name was Mark. Is that right? Gosh. It's been so long. But anyway, they came and they said, hey, you're going to host a biweekly hunting and fishing show. And I said, what? And I said, what? I said, I don't hunt and I don't fish and I don't boat. I mean, I love the outdoors, but I'm not active. I don't know anything. He said, well, the gentleman you'll be working with will be the guy. You just have to steer the boat, so to speak, and stay out of the way. And, man, has that proven to be the case, because you have done a phenomenal job. When I think of DNR, and I'm sure people around the state who listen to this program and maybe in other ways as well, Major, when I think of DNR, I think of you. Your voice is the voice of DNR.
I appreciate that. I was looking back, Phil. You know, we've done this. This is our 11th season.
Yeah.
We started in 2015. That's hard to believe.
It is.
11 years ago. And people still listen.
We haven't chased them all.
They still listen. But, yeah, and I hope that it will get even better as I pass this to Mark. But, yeah, I just think back to those shows and different things and beginning with you talking about your shooting experience and Latta.
Yeah. When the guy said, when the guy gave me a shotgun and said, "Oh, make sure you put this thing on your shoulder
on the tennis court."
Yeah,
and that's where your history began. Yeah. Until you met me.
Yeah, so, he said, "This thing has no kickback. This thing won't kick back. Just put it around your shoulder." Almost broke my daggone shoulder.
You're on the ground. What just happened to me?
Oh, but I mean, I've learned. I mean, personally, for me, listening to you, and I think you can recognize this because I can actually kind of have a conversation with you. I've learned
Absolutely.
So much about hunting and fishing and boating, and because I'm terrible at all that, I've learned so much about the ins and outs.
It's not just killing deer with the car, Phil.
No, it's not. I've got two. I've bagged two deer with the front of my car. So, but that doesn't count, does it? You don't get any credit for that.
No, but we'll give you half credit.
I did not pull out my my ruler and measure their horns. Okay, I didn't go from tip to measure them.
Absolutely, yeah. But yeah, I will always remember the alligator and shark shows.
Mm.
Because those are most of the favorite ones. And for me, thinking back, explaining to you about alligators, and you always bringing another alligator story up from somewhere.
Mm.
I want to ask you this, Phil, for the folks that are listening.
Yeah.
What is one of your favorite memories or shows we did?
Oh, no question since you brought that up. We've done so many. I enjoyed the shows that we did over at the over in Sumter. This isn't my favorite, but remember we did the show maybe one or two times at Sumter
at the archery tournament.
Bow and Arrow. The bow and arrow. Yeah, the archery tournament.
That's right.
That was a ton of fun watching those kids shoot those arrows. That was a ton of fun. Probably the one that stands out to me was the night in the Behringer building, which unannounced to us, you come walking in with cooking gear.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And while we're doing sports talk, you proceed to cook up stuff, including alligator. You did deep fried alligator nuggets.
I did.
And you brought it into the studio when SC Wild started, and you made us eat, or you made me eat it.
I remember that.
And what else did you make? You made something else.
I had dove.
You had dove wrapped in bacon.
I cooked those on the grill out in the street.
Yes.
And then I came in and I had to fry with a fry daddy in the building inside the studio.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm worrying, please, please, Lord, don't let the fire alarm go off.
But you had me actually eat alligator nuggets. And you said, it tastes just like chicken. And
I ate
one, and you said, "What did it taste like?" I said, "Well, it tastes like chicken.
It tastes like chicken.
I had to close my mind off, and like, this is not alligator. This is not alligator. This is a clucker. It's not an eater. It's not something that's going to eat you.
Right.
It's something that's going to cluck at you." And then the dove was good. I actually enjoyed the dove. So that might have been one of my favorite nights, if not the favorite night, to see you come in, not telling us in advance, just having a plan. to cook and then eat it right there on the air. That was pretty awesome. I got a couple of text messages as they're rolling in for you, Major. So let's do this, and we'll continue. If you have a text message for the Major, hit us up, 803-900-4847. First of all, this is from the 843. Thank you for your service, Major. And now a question. Can you bait deer just for watching deer out of your kitchen window or back porch?
Always. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with putting corn out or something out for deer to eat. Salt lick, a mineral block. Nothing against the law about doing that.
Okay.
Just remember, if you bring them in closer, they may decide to eat your azaleas too. So.
Well, can you shoot them then?
Not in the city limits, no.
Okay.
But that may develop more questions, but absolutely.
Okay. Let's see, another text message for you, and this is from the 803. Congratulations, Major Downer. Enjoyed your part of the show. Have a great retirement. From over
Very
the nice. 803 area. You're going to get a lot of that now over the next 3 weeks when you walk around and talk to people for sure. We got a phone call here. Let's go to Steve in Augusta. Okay, Steve, welcome in. You're on SC Wild with Major Downer.
Hey,
hello,
guys.
Steve.
I just want to send the congratulations to the Major on his retirement. I will say that I'm going to miss him. Even though I live in Georgia, I work with a lot of people that are over in Aiken County. And they constantly ask me, she said, what did the Major say bi-weekly about hunting season and all? And I said, well, dadgummit, you're going to have to start listening. So
yeah.
So
we appreciate you being – I appreciate you being a faithful listener.
Well, I wish you the best, and it is a pleasure to get to hear your insight on everything, the sharks and the alligators and all that kind of stuff. But this particular guy today was asking about the turkey situation, and I was able to explain it to him because I heard it from you. So thank y'all for what you provide.
Well, yes, sir. We're going to continue to do our best to give you good information. So, we are, just for instance, for a moment, to keep on the show as far as where we need to be, we are doing public meetings for deer hunting, and the third and final one will be in Walterboro, and that is coming up. Let me make sure I get my dates right. Maybe
mm-hmm.
right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the deer meeting is mm-hmm. for Monday, August 10th. In Walterboro, and that is at Faith Church in Walterboro. I think they moved it to a larger venue because the crowds have been so large at the Florence and the Orangeburg meetings. So it's at Faith Church in Walterboro, South Carolina, 848 Bells Highway. So if you have a concern about, and this is mainly getting public comment about deer hunting with dogs, it's not about stopping dog hunting. It's getting public comment. And so a lot of dog hunters have been showing up and have been, giving their opinions. And a lot of them are there with the opinion that DNR is trying to take dog hunting. That's not what it's about at all. Our board simply asked us to do these meetings, and we have to kind of do what the board says. Hmm. So we're doing the meetings to get information, concerns regarding deer hunting with dogs in South Carolina. So, Walmart. Walterboro is the last of these meetings.
And what is the concern over using dogs in deer hunting?
As we've talked about over the years, Phil, there's always the there's always disagreement between dog hunters and still hunters or landowners sometimes, because dogs will cross property lines. And people, the first thing they'll tell you is, well, I can't control my dog. Well, that's a good point. That's a true statement. Mm-hmm. However, it's not as true anymore, because there are collars and things out there, devices have gotten so good, they can actually tone that dog with a button and get that dog to stop. And they can make him turn around. Good dogs can. So it's a different game today. But just free range and letting dogs go and run across my property that's not yours, that you don't have permission to hunt, is not ethical. It may be legal, but it's mm-hmm. not ethical. Mm-hmm. And it's a question we've faced for many years, and I'm not going to dive down into that tonight because I don't ever want to be against any type of hunting because hunting's got enough people against it. 5% of the state hunts. 5% hates hunting. And the 90% of the state that doesn't care is what matters. But as soon as that landowner is part of that 90% and they don't like dogs running across their property so they can't enjoy peace and quiet, that's a problem for all of us. So we got to be thinking about that now. And this meeting is just talking about some concerns and ideas of how we could potentially make it better so that dog hunting can continue for years to come. So anyway, that's what it's about. I'll leave it at that for now. Thinking of memories and folks always want to know, tell me a good game warden story. Well, there's always the fun pop out the woods and type stories I'll tell you. But one of the things I will always cherish the most about my DNR experience is I love this department because of the relationships. Mm-hmm. The people that I've met, that I've worked with across divisions, whether it was in the game wardens I've worked with across the state, and I've had the pleasure of working in a lot of waterways, a lot of areas across the state, or wildlife biologists, technicians, helped banding ducks with them, the great Bill Mahan and Dave Bauman were some of my biggest mentors, and they were in the wildlife section. Dave Bauman brought the turkey back to South Carolina. I mean, he was the guy that did it for years. Mm-hmm. Bill Mahan worked in Berkeley County, and he was at the down there in Bono, and he did a lot of work. He was the person responsible for creating the Hickory Top waterfowl area that we have today. I walked that area with him trying to plan that out. So I got to be a part. That was really cool. And people don't realize that these people do these kind of work. These regular guys that work at DNR help these ideas to become reality. And so we've got this Hickory Top Green Tree Reservoir that Bill Mahan started, and he created it. And he's why it happened. And people don't know that. But I got to, a lot of good friends, even in graphics, personnel. I mean, I know people across the board. Been a lot of great relationships at DNR, and that's what I'll always take with me. But as far as stories, I've told this many times, one of my favorite stories is the guys we work with in Clarendon County. There was a couple times that we just, waterfowl hunting's been my favorite to work. I just enjoy being out there in the water. And there was one particular season I could not catch people shooting late on one of the swamps here between Sumter and Clarendon County. And I'd be out there, and you go out at night and you listen, late afternoon, and you listen for shots. Bop, 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 boom. Then you try to get closer to them, find out where they're shooting. Well,
Is this because you're shooting after the
they're shooting after legal time.
After legal time, okay.
So you remember, legal time to shoot ducks is from sunrise, 30 minutes before sunrise, until sunset.
Yep.
And official sunset is not dark. She's got 30 more minutes. But they start shooting. And I'm chasing up and down trying to find them. And for a whole season, I went up and down the swamp trying to find them. And it was the last day of duck season this year. And there was a big waterfowl banquet and Manning, and everybody was going to it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go out one more time and listen for these shots. Maybe they'll shoot the last night. And everybody else went to the banquet. So I'm out by myself. And I'm riding up. I sit at the bridge, and I start hearing the shooting. I said, dang it, they're shooting tonight. And I start riding up and down the road trying to figure out how to get to where they are. Because it's a long swamp with nothing but private property between the road and there. Mm-hmm. And I could not figure out where they were. So I literally started going to houses and knocking on the door. I said, hey, do y'all know of a landing back here? And I went to one, and they said, no, but you can go next door. I think they have a landing back there. And I go on the door, and I talk to the guy, and I'm like, is there a landing back there? And he put his head down. And that's a sure sign of somebody's fixing to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what you got? He goes, yeah, we got a landing back there, and it's probably my brother, but don't tell him I told you. Yeah, I said, how do you get back there? Drive down this road, take a right. Anyway, I ease back there, and I see the truck or the trailer, And I get there, and they still steady shooting. And I'm like just getting fired up, and it gets pitch black dark. And I hear a motor start up, and there got a go devil in the middle of the swamp. And they, wah, hitting stumps, and they getting closer. And I'm standing in the bushes, and they pull up, wah, and cut the motor. And the boat just slides up right beside me. And I'm in the dark. They can't see me. And I hear them fumbling around in the boat. They talking. They start throwing ducks out the boat. And I just clicked. Back then, we had the old mag light. Mm. I clicked that mag light, and I said, wildlife officer, and you could have heard a pin drop.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that dangerous?
Isn't that dangerous? Like, I said, guys, I said, before you start, let me just go ahead and say something right now. We all know you've been shooting late. I've been sitting here listening to you. I know you're shooting late. So let's go ahead and get that out of the way.
Oh.
So right now, what I'm going to tell you is I'm going to ask you some questions, and I need you to be honest. If you're honest with me, I will help you. If you're not honest, I'm going to do my job. Y'all understand? Yes, sir. All right. I said, so I looked at the ducks, and there wasn't a whole lot of ducks in the boat, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there. I said, all right, I need to see your guns and your shells. If you'll go ahead and put those out. And the guy said, you said, be honest, right? I said, yeah. I said, how about your license? He goes, you said, be honest, right? I said, yeah. He said, I don't have a duck stamp. I said, okay.
Oh.
How about you? The other guy goes, yeah, I got my duck stamp. I said, all right. How about your guns? I need to see your plugs. You said, to be honest, right? I said, yeah. I said, we ain't got no plug on our guns. I'm just sitting there going, you got to be kidding me.
Mm.
I said, how about your shells? Where's your shells at? You said, be honest. I said, yeah. He said, we ain't got no steel shot either. We got lead shot. I'm going, inside of my body, I'm just going, yes, yes, yeah, yeah. You're just the game warden going, this is my night. This is it.
Uh-huh.
This is what you've trained for. No, anyway. And you end up having an opportunity to show grace to people. And I did. Mm-hmm. As I told them, I said, you write them two tickets and the rest of it's warnings. But it was just one of those moments. I worked for a whole season to catch these people.
Yeah.
And you catch them and you're like, I got them. And just being in the bushes and you cut that light on and wildlife officer, and you're like, here we go. This is it.
But weren't you worried? I mean, like, what if you run across a knucklehead that's like, you know, gun happy? He might pull his gun on you.
Well, there's plenty of those. Night hunting is always, you know, night hunting was always the one you worry about because you're stopping somebody at night. If you're stopping them for night hunting, you already believe they got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they got a high power rifle. And if they turn that on you, it's not going to stop. Anything you're wearing is not going to stop that bullet. And our officers today were hoping to get better vests. That, you know, they have plates in them, but we didn't have those back then. We just really started getting vests back in the late 90s. But anyway, but those were the stops you worry about the most. But, you know, duck hunting again, there were some other duck hunts I can think about. Just, you know, you're out there, and we caught 22 people in two nights on the lake, back out toward, not Pax Flat, but out in that Elliott Flat area, Hamburger Island, out there in what we call the duck pond, between the river and Elliott Flat. We caught 22 people in two nights shooting wood ducks late.
Mm.
And one, the first night, I literally was set up in a boat 20 feet from a group hunting. And there was a group, a big thing of grass between me and them. And I'm sitting there, and I realize they're there, and I'm like, uh-oh. So I took my paddle, and I banged it around the boat like I was trying to hunt. And they go to shooting, and they're shooting and shooting and shooting, and I'm going, holy cow. I mean, they're literally 20 feet away.
All right, hang on. And then, let me give you – I got a couple of quick text messages here for you.
Sure.
This is from Russell in the 864. Congratulations on your retirement, Major Downer. I've enjoyed hearing you on this segment over the years. Thank you for your service. This is from the 843. Did the Major ever work with Crazy Tail Charles Caldwell? Man, he busted my tail.
I did know Charles Caldwell. I sure did. A lot of good people. But, hey, we'll continue this next time.
Yep.
We'll introduce Mark Farrell. But thanks again for a great 11 seasons, and we'll do it again one more night.
Absolutely. And thank you, Major. Glad we got you around for one more edition of SC Wild in a couple of weeks. Congratulations on your pending retirement. We're retiring for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.